Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
बहुत सुंदर विषय समय अनुसार क्योंकि कल भी बाबा की
अकॉर्डिंग टू द टाइम दिस टॉपिक इज रियली नाइस बिकॉज यस्टरडे टू वी लिसन टू बाबा'स मुरली इन विच बाबा सेड अबाउट बाबा एज मैग्नेट ऑफ लव हाउ बाबा इज अ मैग्नेट ऑफ लव So many souls are lost in Baba's love. So when Baba mentioned about the indications of the real lovers, so I was getting this thought that this topic has come today. That The magnet of godly love, which is talked about the Supreme Soul Himself. But we souls also have to become like that. Why should we become like that? Only then we'll be able to reveal the Father in front of every soul of the world. And only then everyone would praise the Supreme Father and they would say that your play is wonderful, that you have made such souls into such an elevated level. So this revelation becomes the foundation of the revelation of the Father. If we look at Baba's love, Baba is so selfless and Baba loves us all in a selfless manner. So I was thinking that Supreme Father, power is, he is an authority. But even though he is an authority, he doesn't use that authority. Love is the one, real love gives us freedom and inspiration. But along with giving inspiration, real love gives freedom. That's why it's number wise. In the world too, parents show their authority towards the children. And because of this authority, they bound the children and say that you will have to walk this path, you will have to do as I say. So this love becomes a bondage. And children doesn't find this love bondage. They doesn't like this bondage, and because of which parents have to suffer that children are not obeying us, that children are not doing as I said. Even though Baba is an authority, Baba doesn't bound us in any sense, nor does Baba say that you will have to do exactly like this. Baba's children walk different paths. If someone says to Baba, Baba, this person is walking like this, this person is not following Srimad, what would Baba say then? Baba would say, children, the kingdom is being established by saying that Baba teaches the other soul that you should not force that person, that this person should follow what you say. So the ocean of love is such that he gives so much of freedom. Baba says, what you are, how you are, I have accepted you as you are. So Baba accepts children as they are. In spite of all this, Baba gives so much love to each and every soul and makes them into a deity. Baba definitely gives freedom. Baba definitely gives inspiration and knowledge. Every day in Murli, Baba gives knowledge, but Baba doesn't force us. This is godly love. That's why every children, wherever they are, after the copper age, they remember the father. So that's why in the path of devotion to the song that is sung, that even one drop of your love is enough for me. The second thing is selflessness. One is God doesn't bound us in any sense. The second is selflessness. There is no deceit in this love. There is no selfishness in this love. Baba definitely gives all sort of inheritance to children, and Baba gives the inspiration, and Baba gives the fortune in children's hands, that you can write your fortune according to your actions. Few days back, when Chandrika Didi was reading Abhyak Murli, Didi said that Baba is teaching us the science of language. Baba is teaching us what elevated language is. That's why when Baba loves children, Baba's acceptance level is so high. Maybe we doesn't have that much of acceptance level. Baba accepts children as they are. In the world, people wonder that God loves such a children, and that person too feels that God's love is with them, and in that love, transformation starts to happen. We also melt and we transform in godly divine love. The godly love is the magnet, so to go in front of that magnet, few days back in Baba's Murli, Baba says that in the needle, if there is even a spot of rust, it doesn't attract the magnet. So I searched the internet, how is the magnet made? It's an ordinary iron. When the ordinary iron gets charged, it becomes magnet. So Baba too. So we are the souls in the form of iron. So Baba charges us and makes us and transforms it into magnet, ourselves into magnet. In yesterday's Murli, there was a wonderful sentence. The real indication of a true lover is they become immersed in all relationship with the Supreme. So in the world it is said that soul and Supreme Soul get dissolved. It's the term used in the path of devotion. So Baba used the term that two should not be two, but two should immerse into one. This is called real godly love. So I remember that story in which there was once a lover was going to meet his beloved, and he knocked the door And the beloved asked who, and the lover said, "It's me." Open the door. So the door did not open, nor any voice came from inside. When the door did not open, he took around and came back and knocked the door once again. The beloved knocked the door, and from inside the lover asked, "Who is it?" The beloved said, "It's me." So he was restless and he took around once again and he knocked the door once again, and again voice came from inside and asked, "Who is it?" And then the beloved said, "It's you, and you, I do not exist." So yesterday's Murli, it means, it's all you, there is no me, there's no concept of me here. I do not have anything, everything belongs to you. This is called dissolving two into one. Until and unless that beloved said, "It is me," that means that I am different and you are different. When there is a feeling of you and me, that is not the indication of real lover. I do not exist, and you also do not exist in real love. You and me get dissolved into one. This is called real love. In the path of devotion, it is said, the soul and the supreme soul get dissolved because they do not understand the concept of the soul. So Baba said the real meaning is the soul and the supreme soul get dissolved in the godly love. That is, they go beyond the feeling of the ego and me and mine. This is the real indication of a true lover. Only then you get the feeling of intoxication, godly intoxication. You feel that you are swinging in the godly intoxication. In that love, every single person, soul will feel that me and Baba is swinging in godly love. So yesterday, in front of us, Baba said in the Murli, where does the lover and the beloved meet? Does they meet in the garden or in the beach? Do they hold their hands together in the garden? They just get totally, they forget the environment when they talk to each other, or they go to beach and they talk. So we also imagined that in yesterday's Murli, Baba is giving so much of inheritance and attainment. Baba, in that too, doesn't give any kind of condition. So this is godly love, there is no condition. In the world, there is different kind of condition, even in love. That's why people get bored with the love. So a few days back, I was reading a real incident. A soldier who was having duty in the border, while he was running, and suddenly he stepped on a landmine and he had to amputate both the limbs. He was alive, but his limbs had to be amputated. So definitely he won't be able to serve the country as a soldier. So he thought, "I will have to go back to my home. But let me see, what is the feelings of my parents?" This is the real incident which I read. Then I called my parents. They were old. they must be in their 50s. So the soldier called the parents and said the war that was happening. My friend, two legs were amputated because he stepped on the landmine, and he doesn't have anybody else in the world. He doesn't have parents nor any family member, and I am the real friend of that soldier. So I thought that I would bring him along with me, and I would retire and I would bring him home and I would help him. But the soldier asked the parents, "What do you think?" Parents said, "If you want, you can bring him, but even I am getting old. How much will I be able to help that person? And one or the other day, you also will find it as a burden. So you can keep him in some kind of orphanage or a place where he can get involved with other person and will be happy. But if you bring him home, you will have to help him in every single way. How much will you be able to help? And you also have your life and we also have our life. Why do you have to bring such a burden home? If you say, we will make very, very good arrangement for that soldier, another soldier. There will be any kind of place for handicapped where every facilities are available. We can help them, that soldier. But the mother said that, I don't think that you should bring him. Because of love, you will bring him today, but after some time, you will consider him as a burden. So think about it. So he said that, I got my answer. And after that, he did not call the parents, nor he came home. And when parents was restless and then asked what happened, and they called the office, and he came to know, they came to know that he suicided. Because the soldier thought that he would become a burden to the parents, and the one who lives in self-respect, he didn't want to become a burden. So what I am trying to say is, in the world too, the love is based on the conditions. But Baba did not keep any kind of condition. Baba is giving so much selfless love to all the children. So for Baba's love, will experience this in the meditation. So Baba also said, if you say deep from the heart, my Baba, sweet Baba, please come, then Baba also will feel that, and Baba will come running towards you. But it should be from deep from the heart, because Supreme Soul loves the one who has an innocent heart and a true heart. In yesterday's Murli too, Baba said that one is the person with a good heart and the other one is the one with a good intellect. Knowledge, you will have to use your intellect, but one who inculcates godly love should have a good heart. One is truthful and the other one is loveful. The one who is loveful can feel godly love in their life. And Supreme Soul has given so much inheritance, and we are filling our aprons with the jewels. Along with that, the Avyakt Murli, in Avyakt Murli Baba said, the Murlidhar, who does Murlidhar love? So, who has love for Murli will definitely love Murlidhar too. So this is the clarification. If you do not love Murli, you wouldn't have that much love towards Murlidhar. So Baba has given the measuring instrument to check how much you love the Supreme Soul. If you love the Supreme Soul, you definitely love the Murli. Early morning, Baba gives us a long letter and how we imbibe that knowledge in our lives. So such a soul, Supreme Soul, will definitely love such a soul. Adadis became favorite of the Supreme Soul, because whenever you look Dadis, they'll have Murli in their hands. Dadi Janki would say that, I came 1 year back and I have missed the Lord. So Dadi would read one Murli repeatedly many, many times. So the consequence of which, how Dadi imbibed that knowledge and churned that knowledge, and Dadi started giving the knowledge to millions. That's why whenever Dadi would conduct class, you would definitely get some or the other kind of points which was very special. The reason is Dadi had imbibed all Murli points in her life. This is the love towards, real love towards Supreme Soul. So based on this, you have to check yourself. Are we also the one who imbibe godly knowledge? Do we have so much love towards Baba and Baba's Murli? We have to imbibe that Murli completely, through which you repeatedly churn the knowledge and transform that into power. So the remembrance of which is said in the path of devotion as Shiv Shakti. On one side there is love, and other side there is power. Where there is a balance of love and power, so Supreme Soul loves such souls. You have to go with love, but you should follow godly disciplines too, and dharmas too. So you have to move forward in life with the balance of love and law, following the Srimad. So, in the path of devotion too, how the deities became the magnets to many devotees and give godly power, because they themselves got attracted to godly love. And along with that, Baba said that, who does Baba love? How much you are loveful and detached at the same time, Baba loves that soul. Detached from the body and bodily relation, that much Supreme Soul loves that soul. Or in other words, the Supreme Soul get attracted to such souls who are detached. If you are not detached, you are not loveful also. This is the indication. If the mind is wandering in the outside world, if there is attraction towards bodily beings, then how much attainment you should feel in godly love, how much satisfaction or contentment you should feel in godly love, you will not feel. The feeling of contentment won't be there. That's why detached, how much you'll be detached, that much you will be loved by the Supreme Soul and you will be imbibed in godly love. Okay? So in order to become the magnet in godly love, so I mentioned few points where there is no authority, where there is all kind of freedom, where there is detachment and love in a balanced form, when you love godly knowledge and where there is no condition, where your love is not based on any condition in the world. There is condition. People say that, dear God, if you do this to me, I will do so much to you. If you do this to me, I will fast or I will come or visit your temple or place of worship. So Baba says, this love should not be based on condition. It should be pure, selfless love, where there is no condition or request or desires. That's why there is no desires in godly love. Yes, God has the wish that all my children should become equal to me, but there's no force. People in the world, parents have the wish or desire towards children. That's why they feel sorrow. Godly love is so simple, so sweet and so elevated in the path of devotion. There's a praise that we are thirsty for your one drop of love. Okay? Om Shanti.